Hey, everybody. TikTok banned? More money to Ukraine? A professor accurately diagnoses Gen Z and how Gen Z might be the reason we see a win in November. A powerful episode, a detailed episode that I hope you listen to. Take notes and text it to your friends. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Get your tickets to our Turning Point Action event coming up in June in Detroit. That's tpaction.com/peoples. That is tpaction.com/peoples. As always, you can email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of The Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Joe Biden signs Israel and Ukraine aid into law. This is thanks to the Senate working last night to pass this outrageous foreign aid bill, an indefensible foreign aid bill. While our country is disintegrating, collapsing, going through major issues, what is the priority of the Washington, D.C. regime? To send more money abroad. We said previously that we should be a representative form of government. That is the contract that we have in the United States Constitution. It operates more and more like an oligarchy. This is the stuff that revolutions are made of. When you force feed a population unpopular agenda items time and time again and ignore the pressing issues of the homeland, our out of control spending, adding $1 trillion to our national debt every 100 days, our southern border, 10 to 15,000 people coming in to our country every day. We have no idea who they are, where they're coming from. Our economy is complete garbage for the working men and women of this country. And their priority is what's happening in Ukraine. Another $60 billion not accounted for, not audited. We know that Zelensky is fleecing the U.S. taxpayer. We know that the Ukrainian oligarchs are just taking in all this U.S. taxpayer cash, and all of a sudden yachts are going to appear in the Mediterranean. Homes in Florence. 80 to 90% of Republican voters want no more money to Ukraine. We had an amazing event last evening with Trent Staggs, a courageous man who is running for the U.S. Senate in Utah. He was courageous enough to be the first person to primary Mitt Romney. He came up, mayor from the Salt Lake area, and he was primary Mitt Romney. He's now in a very, very crowded primary to fill Mitt Romney's position. When I mentioned the Ukraine issue, the audience overwhelmingly, enthusiastically was in support of no more money to Ukraine. Secure our border. Broker peace. Why are we giving more resources to the war machine? And Trent Staggs, to his credit, was asked by somebody in the audience, Trent, how would you have voted on the foreign aid bill? He said, I'd be a quick no. That's a huge deal. The people, the voters, the citizens of this country, they want results. They do not just want foreign abstractions. So breaking last evening, 29 Senate Republicans voted to advance the Ukraine-Israel-Taiwan bill to Joe Biden's desk, which of course is also an in-kind political donation, because Joe Biden is very worried, as he should be, and his intel chiefs are worried, that Ukraine could collapse similarly to Afghanistan, a Kabul 2.0, unless you get them more mortar shells, more cluster bombs, more artillery to prolong the inevitable, which is that Russia is going to win. The question is, how much territory are they going to control? We could have managed this problem and have maybe carve out a sliver of eastern Ukraine for Russia, where they are ethnically Russian and they speak Russian and they want to be part of the Russian Federation. Instead, Russia is likely to take most of, if not the entire country of Ukraine, just a matter of when. They want it more. They've converted their entire country to a war effort. Republicans voting for this bill. Boozman from Arkansas. Katie Britt from Alabama. Remember, Katie Britt is Mitch McConnell in a dress. Remember that. She kind of made a mockery of her entire political career with that just unspeakably cringe State of the Union response. Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia. Bill Cassidy from Louisiana. Susan Collins from Maine. John Cornyn from Texas. Tom Cotton from Arkansas. Kramer from North Dakota. Crapo from Idaho. Joni Ernst from Iowa. Fisher from Nebraska. Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. Chuck Grassley from Iowa. Hoven from North Dakota. Hyde Smith from Mississippi. Kennedy from Louisiana. Jim Lankford from Oklahoma. Of course, Mitch McConnell from Kentucky. Moran from Kansas. Mullen, Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma. Lisa Murkowski from Alaska. Senator Ricketts from Nebraska. Tom Risch from Idaho. Senator Romney from Utah. Senator Rounds from South Dakota. Senator Tim Scott. I guess Tim Scott doesn't want to be vice president for Donald Trump anymore. Dan Sullivan from Alaska. John Thune from South Dakota. And Tom Tillis from North Carolina. You know who's missing from this list? It's interesting. Is someone who I really appreciate and respect, but someone who otherwise would have voted for this is Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is in cycle right now. And Ted Cruz knows, and he's got a very tough race. And Ted Cruz, to his credit, is reading the room and knows that more money being spent on Ukraine and not the southern border is indefensible in the state of Texas. And Ted Cruz deserves to be thanked for that. Ted Cruz right now is traveling the state of Texas campaigning against a very qualified, tough candidate who Ted Cruz will end up beating. It's just going to take a lot of money. Allred, who's a former football player, really popular congressman from Highland Park. And Ted Cruz says, no, I'm not going to vote for this. The closer you are to the voters, the closer you are to an election cycle, the less likely you are to fund foreign no-win wars while your own country is in crisis. When you ignore the fundamentals of economics, cultural cohesion, and common sense in favor of convoluted, unrealistic ideologies invented in a college classroom, you'll slowly deteriorate the greatness of your country and culture. You have modern monetary theory, which is complete rubbish, monetary easing, diversity, equity, inclusion, critical race theory, and of course, neoconservatism. Invade the world, invite the world. So today, Joe Biden has now signed the Ukraine aid bill. It's a Band-Aid. Into law. This will not win the war for Ukraine. This will just buy Joe Biden more time so that Ukraine does not collapse and he doesn't have a world crisis on his hands. This is an in-kind campaign donation to Joe Biden for his re-election effort. But that's not the only thing that Joe Biden has signed into law today. Joe Biden has also signed into law a ban, unless they sell to a U.S. company, which will only be Google or Facebook, of TikTok. Now, I have a lot to say on the TikTok topic. Why is Joe Biden going out of his way to go by ban TikTok? Why are Republicans carrying the water of TikTok? Now, I'm no major fan of TikTok. I have no bias in this regard, except that we did start a TikTok about a month ago, and we're reaching millions of people. In fact, we're going to hit 800,000 followers while we're live here on air. We're probably, Ryan has the numbers. It's something extraordinary, like 50 or 60 million young people are consuming our content on there. This was lobbied for by the big tech companies of Facebook and Google to try to get rid of one of their competitors. Joe Biden has signed the ban of TikTok. Oh, we have 44 million views on TikTok in the last 7 days. I'm told that's very good. Biden has signaled his intention to sign the bill into law after the House has passed the proposal on Saturday. Well, this is the TikTok part. It requires ByteDance to sell TikTok the 9 months or a year if Biden invokes a 90-day extension or else face a nationwide ban in the United States. TikTok has obviously vowed to fight this measure. It's unconstitutional. This unconstitutional law is a TikTok ban and will challenge it in court, the company wrote. This ban would devastate 7 million businesses and silence 170 million Americans. I could tell you, I can see why Joe Biden wants TikTok banned. We are winning hearts and minds as a conservative content creator. And again, all we wanted a fair shot. So we said, hey, we're going to give TikTok one final chance. And our content is just on fire. It's as hot as a pistol. Now, I don't trust TikTok's privacy concerns. I'm not going to comment on that. But I can just tell you right now, what I saw on campus, the thousands of, it's probably a 1,500 students that passed by while we were doing our outdoor event. Many of them follow us on TikTok. Many of them say their minds were changed because of the content that we are posting on these applications. And so I look at TikTok like, look at mail-in ballots. I don't love it. I'm not going to celebrate it, but I want to use it to win. And Joe Biden's trying to get rid of it. Suspicious. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. I talked to you about how horrible nutrition has become for people in our ultra-processed food society. Truth is, it's even worse for our beloved dogs. Seen dog food lately, it's more like dead food. Mr. Briggs is our best friend, and the more adventurous we are, I've realized that food is the most important thing ensuring he's healthy. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has invested everything into bringing our dogs food to life. He created Rough Greens, not dog food. It's a natural supplement to your dog's existing food. Full of essential vitamins and minerals and made right here in America. You don't have to change your dog's food. Just adding Rough Greens to their existing diet will be the best decision you ever made to improve their life. Mr. Briggs has more energy, plays longer, and is overall the best version of himself. Dr. Black is so confident that this will change your dog's life, he is providing a free jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it. You just cover the shipping. Head to roughgreens.com/Kirk. That is ruffgreens.com/Kirk. Go to roughgreens.com/Kirk to grab yours today, roughgreens.com/Kirk. Okay, everybody, there's so much news I need to comment on. You know, I have not yet spoke out on all these campus protests. And it kind of ties into the TikTok issue and what I want to spend the most amount of time on, which is this powerful MSNBC clip with a professor who perfectly describes the generational issues that are going on. It describes why we are going so viral on TikTok, why right-wing conservative ideas are viral and resonating with a younger generation that was supposed to be the most progressive, why we have massive attendance on campus, and why Turning Point USA is ascendant, and why we might see a victory in November despite all the headwinds brought to you by younger voters in surprise fashion. No guarantees. This campus protest thing also shows that the left is not unified at all. They can't control their own. We have said for quite a while that since Donald Trump running against Joe Biden in 2020, the oligarchs of the Democrat Party, after Floydapalooza and burning of the country, they had to put the far left-wing radicals in a cage. They had to put them in a cage and keep them tame. Because far left-wing radicals, they will burn everything down. They will disintegrate your society. We saw that with Floyd. We saw that with all sorts of different major social unrest protests. But it doesn't help the oligarchy. So they use the shock troops. They use the radicals when they need them. AOC is one of the commissars of the radical left-wing shock troops. And they've agreed to behave, the Antifa types, the BLM types, the trans zealots types, to behave because right-wing fascism is the true threat. It's so illuminating. I had this conversation with a well-intentioned student yesterday who said, Charlie, Republicans are the party of the billionaires, and Democrats are all about working people. I said, you do realize the wealthiest counties in the country all vote Democrat. The wealthier you are, the more likely you are to be Democrat. And the wealthiest people, absent Elon Musk, almost all of them are left-wing fundamental Democrats, from Larry Page to Sergey Brin to Laureen Paljobs to Mackenzie Bezos. He'd never heard this before. And I said, you guys are getting scammed by the oligarchy, and they use the shock troops when they need them. This is an example of the radicals getting out of the cage. This right here, these campus protests, you're watching a prison break. You are watching a Prison Break. By the way, that's a great TV show if you've never seen it. Michael Scofield. First season, great. Second season, awful. And then it just went downhill. Because they had to like break back. Because the whole idea was breaking out of prison. And once you broke out of prison, it's like, how do you keep the story going? You're witnessing a prison break. They were supposed to be kept in their cell. They were supposed to be kept in their corner, kept in their cage, and they're out. These campuses across the country are being rocked by the biggest wave of protest since the BLM era. This time, the protests are splitting the left because it's all about Israel. The most dramatic protests are obviously at Columbia, New York. Protests there have been running for an entire week with a massive campground put up in the middle of campus, similar to Occupy Wall Street. The administration claims to have struck a deal to disassemble some of the tents on campus and to get non-student protesters to leave. Whether that deal will be fully carried out will have to be seen. A lot of protesters like being arrested. In fact, among themselves, they have told protesters to wear red armbands if they are fine with being arrested and a yellow armband if they'd rather not. So it looks like a crackdown is coming if the yellows can get out. People are talking about calling in the National Guard, but this is a huge fault line because this was not supposed to happen. The Democrats had a plan, and you know what they wanted the number one story out of New York City to be right now? They wanted the number one story to be that Donald Trump is sitting in a courtroom. Instead, the number one story in New York City is that you have a jailbreak going on. You've got all these foaming at the mouth radical revolutionaries that are talking about how they want to kill Jews on the eve of Passover. This is a narrative disruption. And then you have sympathetic Jewish liberals that are saying, I'm not going to give money anymore. The Ivy League is a cesspool. This was not supposed to happen. And it's happening because you can only keep your foaming at the mouth radical base in a corner so long. These people are driven by protest. They're driven by the destruction of society. And they've said, just wait. One more election cycle, one more election cycle, and Israel is the issue that has opened the prison doors. And the masters and the oligarchs of the Democrat Party, they don't know what to do because they're getting calls from Jewish donors, you have to stop this. But the revolutionaries are saying, you must honor us. And you're seeing the inherent contradiction within the modern Democrat oligarchy. Folks, so many people I know are disheartened that our country seems to have forgotten the importance of citizenship, and they wonder how a strong sense of citizenship might be revived. That's why my friends at Hillsdale College have produced a free online course on this topic, American Citizenship and Its Decline. Taught by historian Victor Davis Hanson, the course traces the history of citizenship and explains how it is undermined in America today by open borders, by identity politics, by the administrative state, and by globalization. Americans taking the course will gain a deeper insight about the connection between citizenship and freedom, an insight they can share with their family members, friends, and neighbors. Hillsdale's free online courses are an important component of Hillsdale's mission to reach and teach increasing millions of people on behalf of liberty and the American way of life. So sign up today for Hillsdale's free online course, American Citizenship and Its Decline, by visiting charlieforhillsdale.com. That is charlieforhillsdale.com. Start your free course today at charlieforhillsdale.com. Okay, so the protests on campus is a prison break. It's an ideological prison break, and it's a fault line within the Democrat Party. And it shouldn't be happening. It's making them look bad. Their donors are upset. Anyone who has eyes to see and ears to hear is realizing that these colleges are anti-American institutions. Now, I don't think it should go as far to say, if you're committing a crime, you should be arrested, period. But if you're saying things that we don't like, you shouldn't be arrested. If you're assaulting kids, you should be arrested. If you are in places or trespassing places you shouldn't be, after many warnings, you should be arrested, period. Not difficult, but freedom of speech should be protected insofar those things are not being done. Happy to spend a lot of time on the college thing. I do have to always grab. We were ahead of the curve. I wrote a whole book about this called The College Scam, which people can check out. But what is actually happening in these institutions of higher learning? And part of the problem is that they are so lacking in meaning. They're lacking in any sort of connection with the divine, the eternal, the purposeful. And they're trying to fill that existential void with protest. They think that this is a social justice cause. that is similar to the Civil Rights Act or the Civil Rights Movement of the 1960s and 1970s. In fact, you get special social currency in New York young culture if you're arrested while protesting. You get points for that. You're a cool kid. You're fighting for justice. You're fighting for justice against Israel. It's a badge of honor. The Democrats have not, this is a stain for them. The longer Israel is at war, the harder it will be for Joe Biden to keep his coalition together. Not just in Michigan, but in Minnesota with his donors. He has massed affection because these colleges are the closely ideologically aligned. They are the power centers for Joe Biden. This is a perfect interview. Perfect clip, I should say. This is an NYU student. Now, understand, NYU is supposed to be a good school. It's hard to get an NYU. Blake could have gotten to NYU. I don't think I had grades good enough to get an NYU. I'll be honest. I don't think I could have got in. Allegedly, the people going in NYU are smart. They know what they're talking about. They're worldly. They're well-informed. They live in the biggest city in the country. Now, I don't want to just pick on this nose ring girl because maybe she was having an off day. I don't like doing that. I do think, though, that it is a micro example of a macro problem, which is how many of these people actually protesting know anything about the Israel-Hamas-Israel-Gaza issue? Or are they told that it's a genocide? They don't think independently at college. Remember, they say diversity is our strength on campus. What they mean by that is that everyone will look different and think the same. These protests have people that are Asian and Black and Indian, but they all think the same. There's no ideological diversity, and they don't even know what they're fighting for, many of them. But because we no longer have God as the centerpiece of our culture, something must replace it. And this has almost religious fervor. They feel as if they're fighting for something transcendent. We're fighting for justice against the evil colonialists. Play cut 95.
Goal with tonight's protest.
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stop. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Yeah. Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either. Oh. I came from Columbia. I was there up at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support. So I came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous.
Wait, what? Why are we protesting? Wait, what? Why are we here? She said she was up at Columbia. What's going on here? Now, understand, if she would have said, I'm just here to kind of look, I don't have strong opinions about it, but she said that she was a protester. She self-acknowledged as a participant. And so this reporter said, okay, what exactly is the cause that you're fighting for here? Now, I'm going to do something unusual. I'm well on the record, adequately documented about the moral decay on campuses. These campuses, we should seize their endowments. They should be collapsed. They should be repurposed for condominiums and for data centers, and maybe they could be taken over by Hillsdale College. If Columbia, Yale, Princeton, Harvard, Penn, and Cornell disappeared, the country would be a better place. Period. It's not even close. They are against the country. They're against Western civilization. I've been talking about that for quite some time. But I'm going to take a different detour here. It's easy to pick on the nose ring girl. Which, by the way, if this is going to sound judgmental, I don't care. I inherently think less of your opinion if you have a nose piercing. I'm sorry. It's just, I can't help myself. If you're still wearing a mask outside, same category. Nose piercing, mask outside, I inherently think that you're full of ideological rubbish. For whatever reason, the nose piercing thing is like super popular right now with colorful hair. Anyway, that's my That's my personal opinion on the matter. But I'm going to sympathize with the masked girl and the nose piercing girl because the kids are not all right. They are there because they are part of a generation that is getting screwed. Now, some people don't like when I talk like this. They say, oh, young people just need to work harder. It was tough when I was young. It's a different ballgame. The numbers speak for themselves. One of the reasons they're out in the streets and one of the reasons why you are seeing the change that we're witnessing on campus, like, for example, we were at the University of Utah, huge crowds, 3 hours. We were on campus for 3 hours, and there were some students that sat there on the last day of class, the last day of finals, when they could have been doing anything else, uninterrupted, super focused, not even look at their phone, listening intently to everything we were talking about. That's not normal. And there is this powerful clip from an NYU professor who hit it pitch perfect. He went on MSNBC. They didn't interrupt him. It's a 90-second clip. He's Jewish, very smart. And if there is one clip that needs to be on repeat and needs to be tattooed into the consciousness of the country, it's this clip. It's not a matter of saying to young people, oh, you're a victim and you deserve free stuff, but it is needs to be repeated that what happened during COVID especially was an unprecedented intergenerational scam. It was thievery. It was deception. It was lies that has left a generation lacking in purpose, lacking in meaning, lacking in connection, the most suicidal, alcohol-addicted, drug-addicted generation in history. They're not buying homes. They have no money. They don't have stocks. And they are prime for a political correction. Thanks to Turning Point. Thanks to what we're doing. They're actually turning more right-wing than any of these political demographers ever thought they would. And they are waking up. And that's the good news. In fact, they're waking up even more than people in their 60s or 70s. And I know I'm going to get hate mail for saying that, but it's true. Because they own nothing. They're not happy. The game is rigged, and they're starting to realize it. Here is this professor from NYU Stern. I'm going to get his name afterwards. Play cut 80.
For the first time in our nation's history, a 30-year-old man or woman isn't doing as well as his or her parents were at 30. That is the social compact breaking down. People aged 30 to 34, 60% of them in 1990 had one child. Now it's 27%. People are opting out of America. They're not optimistic about it. They're not having kids. Young people aren't having sex. They're not meeting. They're not mating. The pool of emotionally and economically viable men shrinks every day, which lessens household formation. So we have a real issue. Young people are enraged. So it turns every cut, every movement into an opportunistic infection because, quite frankly, they are just pissed off. They look up. They see wealth, exceptional wealth across my generation and people in certain industries. And they are really struggling. Their purchasing power is going down. And the incumbents create artificial scarcity on campus. We take pride in rejecting 90% of our applicants. So the incumbents who already have a degree see their degree go up in value. We get very concerned with housing and traffic once we own a housing. Housing permits are sequestered from young people. Housing prices have gone from 290 to 420 in the last 4 years. So a young person, a house, stocks that I don't own skyrocket in value. Let's have COVID relief and flush the markets and take assets way up because if a million people dying would be bad, would be tragic if I got less wealthy. And we're doing it on their credit card. Young people have every reason to be enraged and every issue they see, they look up, they get angry and they see someone doing better than them. And then every day it is speedballed in their face that they are failing, that they are not doing as well as everyone around them. We have lost the script. Our kids are more anxious and more depressed and more obese and more addicted. And we have made a purposeful decision to let this happen by ensuring the people around this table stay wealthy at the cost of young people.
Wow. That needs to be repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated. The kids are not all right. They own nothing and they're angry and they should be because they've been robbed. Robbed so that we could keep the stock market artificially high. Robbed so that the good times can keep rolling. And they're waking up. They're waking up. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. While back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells, so if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since I use Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155 or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. Where did all of the COVID money go? According to CNBC.com, the richest 1% of people amassed almost 2/3 of new wealth created in the last 2 years. And that's under Joe Biden. The richest have done the best. And I'm not against rich people or people making money, but you will not have a society or a culture or a country if your young people have completely left the American project. BlackRock owns 16% of all single-family homes in the state of Utah. As a result, Utah has the third highest housing prices in the country. Why is it legal for BlackRock, an asset manager, to be able to target and purchase starter homes to rent them back to our children? It should be illegal, period. This TikTok video perfectly summarizes it. Why are young men becoming so right-wing? And I got to tell you, it is more dramatic than I even realized. Democrats have routinely dominated with the youth vote. If Trump makes a serious play for younger voters, you could see a generational change. The disaffected youth are a low-hanging fruit that Republicans have not had an opportunity to potentially win, especially young men, in 30 or 40 years. And this is why Joe Biden is trying to buy their votes with student loans, the climate corps. He knows, and he's panicking. The White House is panicking over this, and they should be. Play cut 96.
Adult white males between the ages of, say, 18 and 25 to...
The economy sucks. You're probably never going to buy a house. Your degree is useless and left you in mountains of debt. You're nowhere near capable of providing for a wife and kids, and you can't imagine yourself settling down with any of the women in your age bracket anyway, because Disney princess programming and feminism has left them fundamentally unwifeable. You've grown up in a culture which has celebrated every other form of identity besides you, and in exact proportion to how much they're not you, to the point that now schools and companies can hire based on that metric, all the while being told you can't complain or notice any of it because of how privileged you are. And if you don't know how privileged you are, it's because of your privilege. Even though you're basically a debt slave with minimal hope of a financial and familial future because your economy and culture has abandoned you. So a lot of dudes just checked out and started like smoking weed and playing video games. Some of the other ones went to countries where they like white people and men, like Thailand, I guess. Then some of them were like, you know what? This is a good challenge. None of it makes sense. It's all going to I want a big house. And if you come on my land, I'm going to shoot you with guns. I want a bunch of kids and a wife churning butter. I'm going to make it happen.
That's the energy right there. Joe Biden and the regime, they don't believe in strong nuclear families. They certainly don't believe in God. They have a radical trans agenda that they are force-feeding the American people. They're more focused on Ukraine than the working men and women of this country. Imagine, again, I'm not like a big government guy, but imagine if instead of $100 billion for foreign countries and their wars, we spent $100 billion making it easier for young people to own homes. That would be a much better thing for the country than more money to Ukraine. But Joe Biden is owned by the asset managers. Joe Biden is owned by the bankers. Remember the 2030 promise. You will own nothing and you will be happy. That was the World Economic Forum promise. Let's put this image up on screen. This is yesterday, University of Utah. And we're seeing this, and we're seeing this. Yes, the crowd is majority men. A crowd as far as the eye can see. And look, that is a 75-degree sunny day in Salt Lake City, Utah. And they're choosing to stand, no chairs, and listen to intellectual and philosophical debates about God, about truth, about the trans issue, about border and Biden. That right there is your beacon of hope. Tune out all this other nonsense, Mike Johnson gallivanting around talking about how he apologized to Joe Biden. Not even worth our time. That right there, as Steve Bannon says, is signal, not noise. The turnout machine for the Democrats is constituted around a belief we're just going to dominate with younger voters. We're going to do better than ever before. We cannot find rooms big enough at Turning Point USA to fit all of the students that want to attend our on-campus events. Candace Owens is going to University of Alabama, I believe, either today or tomorrow. Can't find a room big enough for all the students that want to attend. I'm going to the University of Washington in a couple weeks. Can't find a room big enough. And they're there partially because of all the work of Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. But there are some things that happen naturally that we just have to be an accelerant. And in a stunning turn of events, this generation, which was supposed to bring forth the Marxist movement, they're turning right in a right-wing revolutionary style. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.